Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
So here we are backstage, Highways Night 2, Baylen Leonard for Absolute Radio Country. I'm so excited to meet you, Bella White.
I'm so excited to meet you, too.
But the difference will be that I have been listening to your music for ages, and you have no idea who I am.
Yeah.
I've just thrown your card away.
I'm getting so excited.
I'm such a fan because I love, like, bluegrass and old-time music and all that stuff, and I love that it seems to be having this big resurgence at the moment, and that there's a whole new generation after generation after generation that are, I'm not even going to say discovering it because you probably knew it all your life. Did you kind of grow up with it?
I grew up with it. My dad is a banjo player. He's from Virginia.
What part of Virginia?
He's from Lynchburg, Virginia.
Okay.
And he grew up playing. He lived in North Carolina when he was younger too, but he just was in like a family band.
Yep.
There was lots of music flowing. It was
big
always
around there.
Yeah, major.
So despite assumptions, I'm from Southwest Virginia, Northeast Tennessee. I'm from Bristol.
Oh, cool.
So that whole area, like, that's the music that I grew up on.
Yeah.
As well. So you grew up, was your whole family musical? Was it just your dad?
My whole family was musical, pretty much. Like, you know, my dad was maybe the most, like, kind of dedicated to music. He was in bands and stuff my childhood. But my mom loves to, like, play guitar and sing songs. It's a little more casual. But
Daddy sang bass, mama sang
exactly. There you go.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so in Canada. My mom's Canadian, dad's American.
Well, that's a big musical scene there as well.
Yeah, there's lots of music.
And skiing.
Yeah, I was actually a competitive ski racer.
Were you?
Yeah.
What level are we talking? Were you like on the Olympic team?
Or no.
Are you getting ready to tell me that you're an Olympian?
No, yeah, actually my big news. No,
congratulations.
Thank you. I did it when I was like a kid, like from like probably like the age of like 6 to something, you know.
Did you ever 13. Break anything?
I actually didn't.
Wow.
But everyone else did. I think I wasn't giving it enough effort. I don't think I was trying hard enough.
You weren't trying hard enough.
No, I definitely preferred to just kind of look at the trees.
Like, I've always been really afraid of skating. I snowboard. For some reason, I'm okay with
that. That's way scarier to me.
Because I grew up skateboarding.
Yeah,
so it was natural
sense.
For me to kind of...
Snowboarding's terrifying to me because you just can't lift your feet up.
That's what I like. But I like snowboarding because you're strapped in and both your legs will go the same way no matter what. Whereas skiing, one leg can go that way and one leg can go that way and then you're in traction.
Yeah, that's scary when you think about it like that. But I think about it kind of the other way, where it's like, well, I can use both of my legs independently, and that makes me feel comforted.
That also
but
makes sense.
I think both arguments are really valid.
Back to music.
Yeah. Anyway.
Here we are at the iconic Royal Albert Hall. Yeah. This isn't the first time you've been in the UK, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not the first time I've been in the UK, but it's the first time that I've been here at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah. It's pretty something. Have you been out there sound checking yet?
Yeah. I was like, pretty shocked. I mean, I wasn't like shocked because I've seen lots of pictures.
Yes.
So I kind of knew what to expect. I was like, okay, here we are.
But also just, I mean, being in there, it's a whole different vibe.
Oh, yeah. It feels crazy. Like, it's so iconic, to say the least. And there's just like I feel like when you're in these kinds of like really famous venues that have so much history, it's like really fun to just kind of imagine, you know, what all's happened in those rooms.
Yeah, a lot has happened, including sumo wrestling.
Really?
Sumo wrestling has happened at the Royal Albert Hall.
When?
Don't know.
Is it still?
Tennis has happened.
Wow. On like in there?
In there. Yeah,
how'd
on the floor.
How'd that?
They built a tennis court.
Wow.
You can do anything now.
I guess people really, tennis is pretty big here.
I mean, tennis is pretty big everywhere, I think.
That's so true.
So you are Eric Church approved.
Oh, cool.
So here you are.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, like it's a big old thing for him. And he's not just letting anybody take to that
stage.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Did you know Eric at all before this?
I mean, not personally.
Right.
I knew his music. But I didn't. I've never actually met him.
Have you not met him yet?
No, we haven't met yet. We just got here.
Right, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Maybe we'll meet.
I mean, I do hope you meet him before the night is over.
I do too.
That
I'm
would
like
be
Eric.
Weird.
Where are you?
Hey, it's me.
Where you at?
Bella White over here. Well, I'm so excited to see you out there and to bring your brand of music to the UK. What's next for you after this? Where are you going?
We're going to Manchester tomorrow.
Right.
Playing there the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then going to Glasgow.
Beautiful Glasgow.
It's just a quick little trip.
Yeah.
Just those are the only two.
And then are you doing the festival circuit when you get back to the States this year?
I'm actually taking it so easy this summer.
Nice.
And I'm playing like two festivals.
Great.
And then I'm going to be TBD on the date exactly, but I'm putting out an album.
You've got an album on the way.
I've got an album on the way.
Is
I've
it
got
done?
A baby on the way.
Is it done done?
It's just almost done done.
Okay.
It needs to be mastered still. So
have you named it?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can.
And you're not telling me the name.
I don't know if I can say it yet.
Is it skiing in both directions? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called skiing up and down.
Yeah, skiing it's left. Called No Broken Bones.
Yeah, it's called Haven't Broken One Yet.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait for it. When's it coming out?
Honestly, don't fully know yet.
Right.
But in the fall,
you're
probably.
Telling me nothing,
basically. I know. I have absolutely no tea for you.
I have a secret as well. I'm not telling you.
Really?
Yeah,
will
can't
you tell,
tell
me
you.
After?
No.
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Then you'll tell me yours after?
Maybe.
Okay, maybe, okay.
Hey, it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah, so nice to meet you.
I'm going to be introducing you on the main stage. Is there anything
oh
that
gosh.
I should or shouldn't say about you?
You can say anything you want.
Be careful. I might panic.
Oh my gosh, I kind of like would like to see what would happen.
All right, well, we'll see. Well,
I'll probably panic too.
No, we're not going to panic. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. It's just like a room full of old friends.
If you panic, I'll panic.
I will not panic,
then
I
won't
promise
either.
You. And we're friends now, so we're going to be great.
Yeah, we're super tight.
Cool. Can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to see if I can get a snowboard between now and the time I have to hop on stage.
Yeah, if you could ride it. and I could come in on skis.
Plan.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a joy to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Thank
I'll see you later
see
out
you
on
later.
That stage.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Bye.
Bye.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.